Inside on Business, the News Hour is brought to you by the Creamer Law Firm, specializing in business law and estate planning. TheCreamerLawFirm.com. We get things done. The agents and staff of RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts, with offices throughout the metro. RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts is HomeConnectUSA.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Grateful, as always, that you are here with us. Because why? Well, because it gives us somebody to talk to and gives you somebody to listen to on your way home. Our guest is Kathleen Cody. She's the founder of something called Thrive Senior Care. Thrive Senior Care is an in-home care agency that's been in business just a few months. And we're grateful that Kathleen's been able to carve out some time to be with us here during the News Hour. Welcome to the News Hour, Kathleen.
Thank you. Nice
to meet you.
Thank you, Michael. Good to meet you.
So, what are you doing down here anyway? Talking to us, right?
Thrive Senior Care.
So you have made, and because I checked up on you a little bit, you've made an interesting career move. You were in the publishing business for quite some time, and then you made this move into senior care. How did that happen?
Yep. Well, I really wanted to leave the publishing industry in general, and I knew my focus needed to be something people-centered, and I wanted to get into an industry that was growing and something maybe not so corporate.
Well, and you've done all three of those things, that's for
I have,
sure.
Yes. And so I just, through my research and pondering where I needed to be, senior services is where I landed. Mm-hmm. And there's a huge growing need for home care for the elderly, especially with the baby boom generation. So many people turning 65 every day. It was a good place to be. And that's how I ended up starting Thrive.
So was there anything in your life that altered some things to make you go in this direction?
Yeah, I had an interesting experience a few years back with a friend that I ride with, bicycles. And she had an accident and ended up with a traumatic brain injury, was in the hospital for weeks, lived alone, didn't have family close by. The doctor would not let her leave unless we, her friends, would guarantee 24/7 care for her for at least 2 weeks before she was left alone. And so I put together this schedule of all of our friends, and we coordinated this awesome effort. And at the end of it, it was just amazing to look back and say, look at what we did. We're not even in medical services. We're not nurses. And look at what we did. And it was such a wonderful experience that I knew I needed more of that in my life.
The feel-good stuff at the same time when you're really making a difference in somebody's life.
And
one of the things that you just touched on is when we talk about home health care, home care, activities of daily living, ADLs.
Right.
One of the things that sometimes gets lost in this, that it's not always about seniors. There are individuals having home care that are younger individuals who have had traumatic brain injury or perhaps even come home from Afghanistan or Saudi Arabia or Iraq and need some further assistance with those types of things. So it really does stretch across a large format.
It certainly can. And so we're not limited to seniors, but certainly that is the most common, population that needs those services. But yeah, we will serve any adult. We don't do anything with children, but we would certainly serve any adult in need.
Kathleen Cody, ladies and gentlemen, she is with Thrive Senior Care. It's a new startup. You started when?
April of this year.
Wow. Just why not jump in full force, huh?
I did.
You know, when you're talking about senior care and activities of daily living, what are some of the more popular services that you provide?
Well, I would say companion care is actually pretty common, and that could be someone who maybe has some form of dementia and they need mental stimulation that maybe the family doesn't have time to take care of every day, and they just want that little bit of something in every day to help that person have a meaningful day. So companion care is not uncommon. Transportation is common because a lot of seniors don't drive, and transportation is a huge issue, especially if they need help with walking or they can't make it through the grocery store on their own. They need someone by their side. And then, of course, there's the personal care for people that, you know, that can't walk on their own, they can't bathe on their own, maybe they're bedbound for a time. You know, anyone recovering from an injury or illness, we do have situations that are temporary where someone just needs to get back on their feet again.
Sure.
So those are all common scenarios.
Kathleen Cody, ladies and gentlemen, it's called Thrive Senior Care. You know, when we talk about having people in the home, and one of the interesting things is Iowa tends to be one of the top states in the nation for old.
Mm-hmm.
That's individuals over the age of 85.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's our diet or our exercise regime or coming from good stock here on the farm, but folks tend to live a long time. And recently, there has been this real uptick in wanting to stay home. Now, for years, nursing homes or some types of an institution were the first choice for many families. But oftentimes, seniors themselves are opting to want to stay home for a longer period of time.
Right.
And that's good, but it's also troubling when family members are stretched from one end of the United States to the other. Do you see a lot of that?
Yes, I've had a number of families where all the children live out of state, and I end up being kind of the point person for, you know, communication about what's going on with mom or dad. And we do spend a lot of time communicating with those families because if they're not there to see it every day, every week, you know, it's hard for them to know how mom or dad is really doing. So
it would be. And it's reassuring to have somebody actually physically there doing that. When you're hiring people, how is the hiring going? You're hiring people to act. I mean, you perhaps do a little bit of this yourself, or are you managing the
sometimes
flow?
I do a little bit of the companion care, but I leave the personal care especially to the experts, and those are my employees who are all CNAs, certified nurse aides. So they are qualified to handle any number of different scenarios, certainly anything with activities of daily living, and they do all the other stuff as well.
And I think, I'm not sure if people realize this or not, but here in Iowa, there is a licensing program for you have to be a certified nursing assistant, and you have to take X amount of hours of training to become a CNA. And there are literally 75,000 direct caregivers in the state. It's the largest employment pool in the state of Iowa.
Yes.
And that's pretty shocking when you stop and think about it. And they tell us, the people that are in the know, say that we're about 20 to 25,000 people short.
Yes, we need more. We need to keep turning more CNAs out of programs and get them working,
you know,
to keep up with demand. That's,
true. And one of the ways that we think, and we've talked about this with Diana Findley. Di Findley is with the Caregivers Association here in Iowa. And they're really pushing for some type of a way to allow certified nursing assistants to become professionalized in some way. Because we do look to them to give all of this skilled care, not skilled nursing care, but skills that they have and they're trained. But yet we tend, you know, in institutions and other places, especially our Medicaid reimbursement rates here in the state are abysmal. And so we can't pay them much, and that's troublesome. So that whole long soliloquy there leads into my next question: how difficult is it to find high quality, competent employees to take care of grandma or grandpa?
Yeah, it's a challenge right now for every type of senior service company that needs those caregivers, because as you mentioned, we do have a shortage. So it's like we're all sharing this small pool of people here in the Des Moines area, and it is definitely a big challenge.
And when you have here in the Des Moines metro, and your unemployment rate is hovering around 4.1%, 4.2%, then you really have an issue in attracting and retaining long-term employees.
Yes.
How busy are you? Pretty busy?
I'm pretty busy with the pool of people that I have right now. And, of course, situations come and go. So, you know, I might have somebody that's a couple hours a day and they'll jump to 15 hours a day overnight.
You never know when that's going to happen. Now, how do people get referrals to you? How have you been found? How have you been marketing this program?
You know, the skilled nursing facilities in town, you know, those are the folks that have people in for temporary rehab that need
30,
to be discharged
60 days
to
or
home.
So.
Right. So the social workers in those in those communities are the ones that connect people with resources. It could also be people in the community who have a family member in need. So, you know, a lot of it is just word of mouth. But really, those skilled nursing facilities, even assisted living and independent living communities, need more resources to help their communities.
And one of the things, and you touched on assisted living facilities, and there are plenty of them here in the area. However, the cost of living in one of the assisted living facilities, whether it's an a la carte type of a menu system that they might have or if it's all inclusive, can run anywhere from $2,700 to $4,700 a month. And that can be out of the range of some individuals. So they then opt for home health care delivery. When it comes to that, how do people pay Thrive Senior Care for, is it all private
services?
Pay? Or
I accept the Medicaid elderly waiver. So that's a fairly common situation.
Explain that to people for just a second.
Medicaid has a program called the it's a waiver called the Elderly Waiver, and there are a number of different ones for different situations. But it allows a consumer to choose providers in their community to help them with the variety of things that, that they need. And they have a case manager that helps them to sort that out and connect them with their resources. So it's a Medicaid-funded program that pays us for those services. And then, of course, private pay. I do have a veterans program that's tied to
Ask you about that because this is something that many people don't know about. And it is so, it's so valuable, this bit of information. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening right now and you want to, perhaps the biggest tip that you've heard here during this time period, if you have some relationship to military, there is an opportunity for you to be able to be accepted in this program. What is that program?
Aid in Attendance is a, it's a non-service-related pension that's available to a veteran or spouse or surviving spouse. And it allows for a home care provider to come in and help keep them in their home so that they're not going to a nursing facility. And it, so it's, I would in some ways say similar to the elderly waiver, but it's the VA's version of that.
Correct.
To help
and,
the people.
And many people don't know about this.
Many people.
Exactly.
Yes.
And I had to find out about it as I took care of my mother in her final 3.5 years. But, you know, it was one of those, really? So that does exist. And I don't know why we don't know much about this, but it is a program that's available, again, to military veterans or spouses of military veterans or survivors.
There are a number of qualifications, but that's something that we can vet out and see if someone will qualify for the benefit.
And will you help people walk through that system?
We do. I actually contract with a company that handles all of the paperwork that goes to the Veterans Administration. And then they also manage the benefit ongoing because the VA does audits to, you know, to validate that someone is still eligible to continue in the program. So, yeah, it's a great benefit. Just trying to get the word out so people know that it's there.
And there are lots of individuals that could benefit from that, given the fact that World War II vets are elderly now. Korean War veterans, you know, are there. And even early Vietnam veterans are now entering into that need.
That's
so, yeah, stunning. Her name is Kathleen Cody, ladies and gentlemen. You can find her on the internets. It is Thrive Senior Care, correct?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Kathleen,
for coming
in and visiting with us.
Thank you very much.
Kathleen Cody, ladies and gentlemen, it is called Thrive Senior Care. You can find her on Facebook. You can find her on LinkedIn. You can find her on the internets, as we like to say. Hey, for all of us associated with Insight on Business, you heard Desmond Adams. For Kathleen Cody, for Dustin Halderson, our technical director, Monica Murray, for Mark McDowell, who's the program director for 1350 KRNT. Also, Jimmy Olson is the voice of Insight on Business. And Mary Sayer is the liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Hope that you have a wonderful evening. By the way, light Hanukkah light number 2, Chag Sameach, to you. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, Be good to your fellow man. Good night.
A Des Moines Radio Group station.
KRMT, Des Moines.